This is Colorado Public Radio News and KRCC. I'm Vic Vella. The number of Coloradans hospitalized for COVID-19 is starting to plateau after spiking earlier this month. State case numbers remain high, though, with just over 3,500 reported Friday. Governor Polis has expressed optimism about incoming vaccines, but still cautions people to stay focused on things like wearing face masks, social distancing, and avoiding large holiday gatherings. The Colorado Department of Transportation wants skiers looking for fresh backcountry powder to be mindful of where they park this winter. CPR's Nathaniel Miner has more.
Backcountry skiing is one of those sports where you really need to know what you're doing, and that includes knowing where to park. CDOT says skiers should only park in clearly marked areas, not empty lots that are sometimes used by snowplows. Leave your car in a no parking zone and you could be fined, and your vehicle might not be there when you finish that run. I'm Nathaniel Miner, CPR News.
Some visitors to Aspen are canceling trips over a Pitkin County program that requires people to sign a coronavirus affidavit. Beginning Monday, county visitors must have a negative COVID test result within the last 72 hours, or they must promise to quarantine until they test negative or until 14 days after arriving. The Associated Press reports the local Chamber of Commerce says the new rule has led to some confusion and trip cancellations. The W Hotel in Aspen has already reported a loss of about $70,000 in canceled trips. And you're listening to CPR News.